Welcome back, this is RB Sensei. If you like this video at any point, like and comment. It's the only way we'll grow. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Man, I ain't trying to get involved with y'all.
You don't get involved, I'm gonna knock your ass out too. Make a choice.
This says, POV, the waiter hands you the check, but your girl pays for everything. Hey, shout out to the player. His game must be strong. Honestly, I think we're moving into a time where women are going to have to start paying for men because we're not interested. So you're going to have to sweeten the deal.
My nigga.
And I want to be very clear about this. If a woman really likes you, she has no problem spending money on you. So if a woman making it seem like you got to pay for everything, you got to do everything, you got to pick her up and she ain't putting in no effort, then, you know, that lets you know what it is. If a woman really like a guy, she'll deposit her weekly check into his account. Don't ever get that fucked up.
The worst pain is getting played by a person you lower your standards for.
I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing.
Okay, ma'am, you didn't lower your standards. That was all you can get. Because see, here's the thing. If you're a 10 and you're getting constant offers from 10s, you're not going to lower your standards to a 7. You don't have to. You got too many great options, you know, to pick from to have to lower your standards. You lowered your standards to your level. What you did was you brought your unrealistic standards out of the heavens and got with a guy who was actually on your level. Unfortunately for you, you're a low quality woman.
I am roasting her personally. But it's just the part of the game, man. You push it on the internet, you gotta be ready for the good and the bad. So deal with it.
So your level is a low quality man. With trashy tattoos and, you know, stuff like that. Like you have. But the kicker is, you got played by that guy. So your actual level is even lower than that. The guy you thought was lower than you actually didn't see you as a prize.
That's a damn shame.
So maybe go a few levels lower and that guy will cherish you like his queen. Yeah, women love guys who have the options to play them. No woman wants a man that no other woman wants. So stay on this stupid hamster wheel and get more damaged and fucked up as time goes by. And less, you know, compatible with a decent man. Look at the chain, the makeup, the watch, the ring, the nails. All to cover up what's really on the inside. A severely damaged human being who need a lot of therapy. Makeup, diamonds, and gold won't make up for your terrible soul. Bar.
Come on now, dawg. Come on, man.
Isn't it fun when you live in America and you turn 26 and you get kicked off your family's health insurance plan and so then you get your own because it's the law and then it's going to cost you an extra $400+ a month just to be alive and then you still have to pay when you go to the doctor and you still have to pay for medication even though you're paying $450 a month, isn't it?
Hey, yeah, ha ha ha, yeah, it's cute, it's crazy, yada yada yada. Get a man. Get on a man's program and I'm sure he could help you out with all of that. But are you willing to do what it takes to, you know, be with a man and get those benefits?
I highly doubt that.
All you gotta do is cook, clean, suck D, and be nice. And you can get a whole lot of help with that. But these women would rather struggle by themselves than get with an average man and get on his program. So no, we don't feel sorry for you. And you're attractive enough to get a guy.
Meshin is like he's your boss. So your boss can take your opinion into account, but at the end of the day, he has the final say. And men don't feel like they're respected if you don't give them the final say. Like, they don't want a woman that they have to argue with all the time.
Yeah, but you don't have to argue with a man to get your point across. Mm-hmm. If you're with a loving, respectful man who hears you and values you, he's always going to listen to you.
But he can hear you and listen to you and still tell you no.
Okay.
Like, so that's,
but just
that's
because
the whole point.
If he tells me no, it depends. Like, mm-hmm. there's certain things that, yeah, I might be like, okay, mm-hmm. cool, I'll submit to you. Mm-hmm. Because...
Well, then you're not submitting. If you get the final say on, you know, what you're going to submit to or not, then you're not submitting. By definition. Bars.
Man, get the fuck out of here, nigga!
But yeah, you should be able to tell that a woman is disagreeable after a few conversations. This is why I say don't spend, you know, money on dates. I need to see what you about first. I need to see if you worth any money being spent on you, even a Chipotle bowl. But I feel like most women these days are argumentative. They are disagreeable. So they're just not worth it. They're not worth being in long-term relationships with. A lot of them aren't worth being in a room with for an hour, let alone, you know, with them for 50 years.
I would say I'm definitely a traditional woman. Mm-hmm. And
are you a virgin?
I'm sorry.
I'm saying, how are you a traditional woman is a 22-year-old virgin.
Gotcha.
gotcha.
Hey, folks. We'll be back to the video in a second. Be sure to like and comment anything under the video. It's the only thing that's going to help us grow and blow this channel up. But you know how tired I get listening to these dingbats? Really, go ahead and support the content by joining the Patreon or the YouTube membership. For low as $5 a month, you get access to one or two exclusive videos a week, as well as getting access to my videos one day early. The YouTube membership is $10 a month for the convenience of not having to leave YouTube, or you could sign up on Patreon or Subscribestar for $5 a month.
Hell no!
When you realize posting on Insta won't make him hit you up because he thinks you're crazy, not ugly. Exactly. Yeah, see, the problem is, you know, makeup and tight dresses will attract D, but it won't keep a man with you. It'll make a man want to take you on a date. It'll make a man want to boink you. But after you open your mouth and he see what's going on in your brain, it's like, oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no.
Or maybe he was just tired of your two dogs C-blocking him all the time. That could have been it. You can always tell when a woman is trying to reattract an ex or, you know, her ex situationship, because she'll post a out of the ordinary booty pic or something. Or she'll post an extra, you know, ridiculous thirst trap.
Everything about that is just sad.
But here's the thing. Even if you reattract him for the night, that thirst trap pic ain't going to keep him around. What don't you get?
Hey, hello.
Hey, hello.
Hello.
How old are you?
How old are you? I'm old enough.
He's old enough.
Hey, she's on cloud 9 right now. They're young enough to be her, you know, offspring, but she's loving it. If she got a husband, he ain't looking at her like that anymore. He tired of them cookies. The fact that she even has a TikTok showed me that her mind is immature enough to F with an 18-year-old dude. So y'all got a chance, bros. Keep shooting your shot. Whether she married or single, either way, you got a real good chance. Probably more of a chance if she married. She want to feel seen again if she married.
How old are you?
Too old.
Never too old, all right?
Well, the boy's got game.
Oh, she likes it.
More power to him.
I don't know why we have to do this every year, but I'll stunt on you if I have to. Here's my wife. Here we are on the day we got engaged. And here we are on the day we got married. And just to flex a little bit harder, because I can, here's my law degree. That's right, I'm a lawyer.
Okay, it all makes sense then. We were all wondering like, whoa, that doesn't seem like it matches. And women aren't usually decent, righteous humans who are going to be with a man just because he has a great personality and a good, you know, heart. She snagged her a lawyer. Hey, hopefully it works out.
Yeah, I highly doubt that.
Maybe she really does love him. You think she would still be with him if he wasn't a lawyer?
No. And on top of that, I get paid money to play a video game. I'm gonna be honest, man. We're chilling. My life is good.
It is often said life isn't fair. Who is more likely to be expected to accept injustice, men or women?
Women.
I hope this camera keep going.
No, we're gonna
this
let
is
the
not
camera
true.
Keep rolling.
Okay, This is not, doesn't even make sense.
If it's not men, why do we have the expression, take it like a man?
You're good. Because men are supposed to have this strong front.
Right, so we're the ones who are supposed to just roll with the punches. And women get all these organizations and laws made for them and so they can feel comfortable. Yeah, we got to popularize, you know, take it like a woman. I really want to see that take off. Let's start the hashtag, fellas. Stop being a weak ass bitch and take it like a woman.
Also,
does a man have the right to define what a woman is?
Absolutely not.
So then what gives women the right to define what a man is?
We don't.
But didn't you just say a man's supposed to be this and a man's supposed to be that?
I said supposed to, yeah.
Is that not defining what a man is?
Well, somewhat, but not just clear. Like,
you can't make this shit up. You can't make this shit up. Y'all heard it.
Yeah, see, they're ridiculous humans. They're clowns. There's no point in trying to stand and talk to them and get the logical points. They're just completely ridiculous and nonsensical. That's why I don't really like talking to women. I'm going to be honest. I really don't enjoy talking to women for any reason.
That's what we're not going to do. We're not going to be a jerk.
It's extremely frustrating, especially when you're talking to a grown woman, like a grown woman. Not 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 30s, 40s, and 50s. And it's still like you talking to a 15-year-old.
Things masculine men aren't allowed to do. And each slide, they just add into the list. And it's so funny.
Like men smoking hookah is them operating in feminine energy.
Look, any man who trying to go by a woman's list of how to be a man already lost from the start. It's really just a huge poop test. When a woman says, I don't like a man who do this or a real man don't do that. The response should be, look, I don't give a, I am who I am, take it or leave it. This how the fuck I roll. There go the door. If you think something I did was sassy or not masculine, well, you don't gotta fuck with me.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
You shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.